This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's public health department says it has recorded at least 6 cases of West Nile virus over the past several weeks. Cases are on the rise across the state because of large mosquito populations. Weld County confirmed its first death from the disease last week. Health officials say residents should take more precautions while outdoors, like wearing bug spray and long sleeves. A psychotic man blinded himself while alone in a Boulder jail cell. Now he has settled a lawsuit with the county. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In December 2016, Ryan Partridge was in the Boulder County Jail suffering severe schizophrenic psychosis. He had a history of self-harm and not taking his antipsychotic medication. His lawyers say Boulder County officials never went after a court order that would have allowed them to forcibly medicate him. He is now permanently blind. The county agreed to pay Partridge and his lawyers $2.2 million for the incident. In 2021, state lawmakers passed a bill that prevents people from severe mental illness from being held in solitary confinement. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A couple of Colorado lawmakers want to help people on assistance get access to healthy foods. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, along with 2 other Democratic colleagues, have introduced the Farmers Market and Food Bank Local Revitalization Act. It would increase funding to help seniors and women with young kids get fresh, local produce at farmers markets. Bennett says not only will it help Colorado producers access new customers, it'll make it a little easier for working families to put healthy food on the table. Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo is a co-sponsor of the House version of the bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver International Airport is seeing record travel numbers this summer. More than 6.5 million passengers flew through the airport in June, according to the latest count released this week. June was also the airport's busiest month ever for international travel. The airport expects annual passenger counts to hit 100 million a year as soon as 2028. This is CPR News.